This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Roger Burchett joins us in studio. He is the GM over at the Charlottesville Newsplex, and that's ABC, Fox, and CBS to you, the local, which, what's the backstory? I remember when y'all were in a trailer over there in the parking lot waiting for the building to be done, but when are we talking about when this got started? It's still just a couple of years, right?
Oh, indeed. March actually was when the beginning of putting the technology behind it together, but the actual launching of CBS was not until August of 04.
Of 04, gosh.
Right, and the first news program was on CBS in November of 04, so it's been 2 years for the first product.
And this is very big news, just in 2 years. So let's just tell folks the story here. Comcast bought Adelphia.
Correct.
And then Comcast sort of reworked things and came, sort of unveiled itself in this market with a new face. And in so doing, they brought all of your stations, the new local stations, down into those single digit or those headline numbers, those prime spots on the dial down, and they moved other stations out in the process, which is a major, it's good for folks who don't know media. This is huge news and big good news for everything that y'all are doing.
It is. It's something we certainly wanted from day one, but 2 years seem like a long time, but it actually went by very quickly. It's a testament to the hard work of everybody at the building, plus the support from people in the Charlottesville area. But basically, Comcast had an opportunity coming in to get rid of the duplication that was taking place in the Charlottesville market. Two CBSs, two ABCs, two Foxes. And it was confusing to a lot of people. Bottom line is, they seen an opportunity to make the local programming and the local news that we do offer, make it a priority on their lineup for the subscribers. By getting rid of duplication, gave themselves more space to add some other things they'd like to add, which weren't available to Comcast subscribers.
Higher up on the dial.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so they moved out some of the stations, like from the other markets, like Harrisonburg or Richmond or
D.C. Harrisonburg went away when we first got here.
Okay.
So our ABC has always been on Channel 3, which was the ABC Harrisonburg affiliate, which left. But what they've agreed to do is move our new launch of MyCville TV to Channel 2, which gives it an unbelievable opportunity to succeed with a launch being placed there. Our CBS 19, which was on Adelphia 18, now moves to Channel 6, and the CBS 6 that was there from Richmond is gone.
Okay.
And then they moved our Wahoo Fox 27 from previously Channel 19 to Channel 9, which was the TTG out of D.C.
With the Fox out of D.C.
The Fox.
So now our networks, our affiliates, the CBS, they're truly local down on this really oceanfront property down there in the lower dial, in those single-digit spots down low on the dial.
That's correct. Now, they still felt there was a need to have a Richmond and D.C. presence, and that certainly makes sense with the state capital and the nation's capital. So NBC 12 out of Richmond will still stay where it was.
Okay.
And then Fox DC, I think, moves to Channel 19. I'm not sure, but it'll be up there, I think, where we were.
Yeah. But it makes more sense that it's up there versus down in those single digits where you go to see your local channels. We've
exactly.
just come to expect that those local single digit channels are your local stations.
Exactly. I mean, in the case of inclement weather or school closings or, in this case, Louisa playing for a high school state championship, people want to be able to go to their local television stations and get local news, weather, and sports. And so now it's easier than it was before.
Roger Burchett is in studio. He's the GM over at the Charlottesville Newsplex, ABC, Fox, and CBS right here in Charlottesville, which, if folks don't know, that's actually owned by Gray Television, which is out of Atlanta, Georgia, and has a long, successful history, and they have numerous newspapers and TV stations all around the country. But it's not like a Clear Channel. It's not a behemoth.
I think we rank somewhere around number 14 or 15 in size of media companies that have multiple television stations and multimedia outlets.
Well, based on what I've seen here with what Gray did here, which literally spared no expense. Came into Charlottesville, said, we want to be part of Charlottesville. We want to do it right. We're going to do everything first class. And I'm ready to buy stock in Gray. My goodness, if that's any indication of how this company is run, it is extremely impressive. And I mean, right from the get-go, y'all were in there with digital. Even before you, there was a big desire for it. I mean, you're...
Well, it was built out in digital. I hadn't been able to broadcast yet because we were waiting for the FCC to catch up with what we had available. I will say that one of the things that we're excited about, as well as obviously this new Comcast lineup, is the fact that we'll be broadcasting in high definition on Comcast somewhere inside the first quarter. I don't want to speak for Comcast and commit to a date, but it's very soon. Our equipment is being upgraded, and they are too, and that's going to be an incredible hit for people who live in Charlottesville to be able to get high definition via cable. And we will also be broadcasting off-air digital signals probably sometime as well in first quarter, hopefully early first quarter. So you can, there's going to be a lot of different ways to get us digitally.
Get a digital tower, for example, a digital antenna.
Antenna, right.
And then get a digital signal into your home just off air.
That's correct.
Nothing to do with the internet or anything like that. It's through the air. That's amazing.
That's correct. So a lot of people, there's a growing, that's not a large number of people, but it's growing. And so we're pleased to be able to offer that as well. So
what I thought was interesting, you told me before we came on that the number of folks who are doing that digital antenna kind of thing, those numbers are actually growing faster than the folks who are doing digital television like a Dish or a DirecTV.
Well, yeah, in proportion. But, you know, there's such a lot of confusion with people who are using satellite services now, who provides local, who doesn't. At the risk of not getting myself in any trouble with these people, let's just say semantics about what is local plays a part in what really is and isn't. There are still a lot of people in the Charlottesville television market who get an analog signal off of rabbit ears, and that's all they plan on doing until they're forced to.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's really segmented. It's hard to figure out, you know, who's growing the fastest and which way do you go. We've just elected to try to do as much as we possibly can via this deal with Comcast and being high def, as well as getting a digital signal out for the four stations soon, still maintaining your analog presence, and then probably, to be honest with you, probably one of the fastest growing groups of population is those who use our website. So.
Oh, yeah. That's remarkable that you can go online on your website and get all the news online as well, story by story, or watch a whole newscast.
And we're working very hard to make it real time. I mean, there are stories that we obviously are posting on the web that are on there before, if they're breaking news stories, before they actually get on the air. Yeah. So if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and it's a breaking news story, it'll be on the web. We'll not wait till it gets on the air at 6. You know, we're committed to trying to make that real time. And all of the news shows are broken up immediately afterward into individual stories available on the web with streaming video. All of them are actually streamed live. In addition to.
No,
so.
And I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Every single news show. So at 5 in the morning, if I know that's what time you...
Oh, I'm always up at 5.
Oh, well, I'm... Okay. But if you're in the office at 5 a.m., you can turn on the computer to WCAV.TV and watch the Good Morning Charlottesville. You can watch the noon news, the 5, 6, 7, 10, and both 11s. They're all streamed live.
Roger Birch is our guest. In the time that we have left, tell us about Channel 2. The new Comcast Channel 2 is going to be MyCville TV. And you were showing me some of the shows that y'all have slated on this new network. Explain it to folks, because it's still a bit of a mystery to people. They know there's this fourth network,
right,
or really sixth or fifth or whatever it is now, local TV network that's getting ready to launch. When does it launch, and what is it going to look like?
It launches December 28th on Comcast, on Channel 2. It will not be available off the air quite yet because we're still working through our transmitter issues, but Comcast will be receiving that signal on Channel 2 December 28th. And in short order after that, it'll be available off-air digitally as well. But it's going to be a lot of fun. You and I have talked about this before, and it's going to be, as you described it, a kind of a local TV land. We've got so much flexibility to be able to do different things on this, but I'll just give you a couple of shows real quick you and I looked at. Beverly Hillbillies, I Love Lucy, Gomer Pyle, Little House on the Prairie, Gunsmoke, Bonanza, Wild Wild West, Perry Mason, Mission Impossible, your favorite, Streets of San Francisco.
Yeah.
Y5O and Matlock. So, I mean,
And an hour of Andy Griffith, which
I was going to save that for last. That's the big one.
That's my favorite part.
So it's not necessarily going to be known as the educational channel in town.
No,
but
it's just fun.
It's
a fun
going to be
local
a lot
channel.
Of fun. Exactly. And then intertwined with that, we have the flexibility to do so many other things like our UVA shows, athletic shows, coaches shows, local sports shows for high schools like Friday Night End Zone, our Spanish language show, Zone Latina, as well as some other shows you and I talked about. We certainly look forward to creating as soon as possible local, like the old Hi-Q shows, you know.
Yeah, local kid shows.
Yeah, hosted by Coy Barefoot. And local Captain Kangaroo type shows. It's just limitless, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it and make it fun to watch.
Yeah, it sounds great. Roger Burchett of the Charlottesville Newsplex. That's Fox, CBS, ABC, and the upcoming MySeaville TV, which launches December 28th on Comcast Channel 2. Roger, my friend, thank you so much for coming in.
It's always good to see you, Coy. Thank you.
Let's take a break here at the bottom of the hour for some local news and weather, and we'll be back with Bob Gibson of the Charlottesville Daily Progress. This is Charlottesville Right Now on News Radio 1070 WINA.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.